Nearly 10 months after invading Ukraine, Russia has been frozen out of many markets. International sanctions have limited the goods coming in, but haven't caused the economic collapse that some predicted.
So we have a boost of inflation in spring. It was caused primarily by this disrupted logistics, decline of import, so big inflation in import. That's the first impact. Second impact on labor force. The withdrawal of Western companies in some sectors.
Daria Bakhireva is a social media manager, born and raised in Moscow. These days, she spends time at the mall, not for pleasure, but because she's searching for essentials.
The main problem is that what you've become accustomed to for a long time has either become more expensive or left the market. So you have to accept the new price or look for substitutes from other manufacturers.
Outlets of some international brands are full of stock, but closed. Others have been renamed. This coffee shop is now called Stars, and a recognizable burger chain is Vkusno et Toshka, which translates as tasty, and that's it. Western brands used to dominate almost every mall and high street in Moscow and other major cities. The post-Soviet generation has been plugged into global trends, so it's going to be difficult for them to disconnect. But it's more complicated when it comes to manufacturing and technology.
You need technology, so and you need to get this technology from somewhere. And if we are seeing the withdrawal of technologically advanced companies from Russia, so it's very difficult to substitute.
The government has launched vehicle and pharmaceutical manufacturing plants and announced plans to increase investment into technology development and artificial intelligence.
Since you can buy everything, from nails to diamonds, you'll never produce your own. So the current situation is pushing us to work independently in many areas, including the production of our own scientific and instrumental base.
The president's plans are ambitious, but observers warn international sanctions could squeeze Russia's industrial capacity for years to come. Ali Akşam, Al Jazeera, Moscow.